Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering CDC workforce reductions, raising concern over national health surveillance, major manufacturing investments from Ypsomed and Lupin, and what these moves mean for the future of U.S. biopharma infrastructure. The CDC is facing scrutiny following widespread layoffs, including cuts to staff managing data modernization and outbreak surveillance systems. Public health experts warn that these reductions could weaken disease monitoring capabilities at a time when preparedness remains crucial. Critics argue that reduced staffing may slow response times for emerging threats, while supporters claim restructuring will improve efficiency and focus on high-priority programs. The move comes amid broader debates about the nation's long-term investment in epidemiologic infrastructure. In manufacturing news, Ypsomed has announced plans for a new U.S.-based production site in North Carolina, marking a major step in expanding its delivery systems business. The facility will focus on injection and auto-injector technologies used in biologic and biosimilar therapies. The investment reinforces a growing trend among global pharma suppliers to localize manufacturing in the U.S., strengthening supply chain security and meeting rising demand for advanced drug delivery solutions. Lastly, Lupin Limited is investing $250 million to establish a new manufacturing facility in Coral Springs, Florida. The site will produce respiratory and specialty pharmaceutical products for both U.S. and global markets. The project is expected to create hundreds of jobs and expand Lupin's footprint in complex generics, a key focus area as the company positions itself for growth in the U.S. market. From federal workforce challenges to fresh investment in biopharma manufacturing, these developments highlight the ongoing balancing act between public health readiness and private sector expansion. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.